Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Adam.
And today we have a pre-intermediate lesson on musical instruments.
One of my favorite topics.
Yes, you're very talented as a musician. And you are the expert here.
Well, that's the best part about this lesson, though, is I think it's perfect for people who play musical instruments, but it's also good for people who don't play musical instruments.
Like me.
It's pretty much for everybody, right?
Yes.
So in today's lesson, we've got a few people talking. One guy plays the guitar really, really well. His friend maybe wants to play the guitar.
Exactly.
And we're just basically going to follow their conversation about some musical terms.
And yeah, just an explanation of kind of how you can learn to play the guitar or a musical instrument.
You got it. Okay, so let's go ahead and listen to that dialogue.
Great. Maddie, you play the guitar, right?
Yes, Justine. Why do you ask?
Well, I want to learn to play guitar, but I'm afraid I don't have a musical bone in my body.
Just remember, practice makes perfect. Have you studied any instruments before?
Not really. They give us ukuleles at school, but we just kind of mess around with them.
Do you know any music theory?
No. I mean, I can't even read music that well. But I can read numbered musical notation.
Well, grasping the theory can really improve your playing.
I guess. Did you ever take guitar lessons?
I'm self-taught at guitar, but I already had a pretty solid musical foundation from taking piano lessons.
Would you be able to teach me?
Tell you what, if you join a group class and learn some of the basics first, then I'll be more than happy to help you from there.
That's great. Thanks. Okay, so we just heard from Justine. And we heard from Maddie as well.
Okay.
And to start off, Justine says, Maddie, you play the guitar, right?
And he does.
He does.
So one question a lot of people have is, should we say play the, and then piano, guitar, violin, or just play
guitar?
Right.
I think both are okay. You can definitely mix.
Yeah.
If you're thinking more general, you play guitar, like you play music.
Right.
Just something very broad, not specific, then know the.
Okay.
But if you want to speak about a specific musical instrument, then you can add the.
Okay. The.
The. But I think both, we would say both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter. Just keep your eyes and ears open there, guys.
Totally.
Okay, so Justine wants to learn how to play guitar, but it sounds like she has a problem.
Yes. She says, I don't have a musical bone in my body.
This is something my father has always said my whole life. And I love this phrase, I don't have a blah, blah
bone
in my body.
Right.
Because obviously we all have bones. Unless you are
a jellyfish.
A jellyfish. But we're not actually talking about real bones here.
No, it just means if you don't have a musical bone in your body, it means you cannot play, read, understand music. You can enjoy it.
Sure.
But you don't know how to play it at all.
Okay, so you could take the word musical here. Maybe just take it away for a second and put in some other words.
Right. A very common one is mean.
Oh, yeah.
So not nice.
Not nice.
I don't have a mean bone in my body means I am the nicest person in the world.
Right. Like Connor, I would
Yes,
think.
Connor.
Yeah, he doesn't Connor. Have a mean bone in his body.
No. Me, on the other hand, I don't know. I have my moments.
Okay, so lots of things you can put in there. We're actually going to put this into today's grammar section.
Okay.
So there's many different examples, and probably one of them will, apply to you guys.
Yes, definitely. Now, when she says she doesn't have a musical bone in her body, what does Maddie say?
He says a really, really good phrase here, practice makes perfect.
Right. This is a set expression, and basically all it means is the more you practice, the better you'll get.
The better you'll get.
If you don't practice, you won't be perfect.
That's right. Yeah. And Tara's absolutely correct. It's set. It never changes.
Practice makes perfect.
Perfect.
Yes. And then he asks her, have you studied any instruments before?
Okay, so instruments, you've probably heard, I'm guessing. Be careful with the pronunciation. Instruments.
Right, not instruments.
Instruments.
It's very, very, it's a big word, but, you know, just take away the U there in the middle. Instruments.
Instruments.
Yes. Now, notice there, have you studied any instruments? Mm. Now, what's missing is playing.
Right.
So it means, have you studied or learned how to play any instruments? But we just take away that playing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So she says not really, although it sounds like she has a bit of experience with a kind of fun little instrument.
Now, this word here, ukulele.
Ukulele.
Right. So this is a Hawaiian mini guitar.
Right. And it's still pretty popular.
It's pretty popular now. A lot of musicians will actually use it in their songs.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of, like, you know, just students will play it at school. When I was in university, every girl bought a ukulele.
Really?
Yeah, just to have.
Okay. When I was in high school, we all had to play the recorder.
Oh, yeah. Do, 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 do.
Like a really bad sounding flute.
Flute. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember those days.
Yes.
Anyway, guys, if you think that ukulele is kind of a hard word to pronounce, you can just call it a uke.
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 Yeah. Yeah. It's just fewer letters.
Fewer letters. Uke.
Yes.
Now, one thing about the uke or the ukulele, I always remember, people don't really study it.
Well, it's not a difficult instrument to play.
Right, exactly.
So, and often, because it's not a formal instrument, you just mess around with it.
Yes, exactly.
So, mess around means play around. Or fool around with. Just basically you're playing with it, but not serious.
Exactly. A serious music student would, you know, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. But if you're messing around, it's just kind of tick, 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 tick.
Exactly, yes.
Music teachers hate
it. It's annoying.
Yes. I mean, just quit messing around.
Yes.
Focus.
And that, just that you said that, quit messing around is actually a great expression.
Mm.
If your parents, or you are parents and you're annoyed at your children, if they're playing and making noise,
right. You
can say, quit messing around.
Quit messing around.
So it just means stop it. Be quiet.
And the other thing is, we could add the word with here, right? Messing around with the TV, messing around with anything, really.
Right, and because it also means that you can break it. So if you mess around with something, you might break it.
That's right.
That's why you should stop.
Okay, so basically, sounds like Justine is, you know, maybe not the best example of a music student here.
No.
If she's only messing around. But Maddie asks her, does she know any music theory.
Right. So this is a word, theory, that you can use for so many things.
Mm.
And it means the basic or the kind of ideas and rules about things. The theory of evolution.
Right.
The theory, I mean, any rules to any sort of social science, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of social science, I'm sure all of you guys in university had to study Marxist theory.
Yes.
All of you. And I'm sure you loved it.
Sure. Super exciting.
It. Now, I mean, me personally, I love theory. But the other word that is usually used as kind of an opposite of theory is practice.
Okay.
Right? Like, or practical.
Theory versus practice.
Right.
Right.
What do you actually do versus, you know, like people thinking about it?
Right. So I am actually an archaeologist.
Ooh.
In theory. But not in practice. And I'm also a criminologist.
Oh.
In theory. But not in practice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, coming back to music for a second here, the other kind of cool thing about learning music is that you can learn how to read music.
Right. So this is the verb that we use for music, read.
Right.
Just like a book,
right?
It's still reading. And often the paper, well, usually the paper that the music is on is called sheet music.
Sheet music, right.
So you can read music or read sheet music.
Yes, exactly, exactly. There is a more technical term, which is called notation. But Tara's right. I mean, most people will just say sheet music.
Yes.
You can buy sheet music.
Yes.
However, we do see Justine using this word, notation.
Right. She can read numbered musical notation. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah. So guys, if there are any musicians listening or almost musicians, this is jianpu.
Okay.
It's basically just a simplified way to read music. But for guitar, there's another one that's called, it's called tab, actually.
Okay.
And it's just six lines, which represent the strings on a guitar.
Okay.
So that is called tab, T-A-B.
So that's easier to read. I could probably learn how to play the guitar
exactly.
with that.
It just has the numbers on it.
Yeah.
It's like numbered musical notation.
Okay.
But a little bit different.
Okay.
So that would be jitapu.
Okay. Now, then Maddie says, well, grasping the theory can really improve your playing.
Couldn't agree more, Maddie.
So grasping means understanding.
You're understanding.
So when you grasp something, for example, we have an expression to grasp at straws.
Oh.
And it just means you're trying to grab with your hand.
Mm.
And I'm actually doing this
she
right
is,
now.
She is.
When you're grasping at something, you're trying to hold it tightly.
Right. Exactly.
So grasping theory means holding onto that theory tightly. It
yes.
is yours.
Yes, exactly. And anything, you know, in terms of understanding, you know, you can grasp ideas,
right.
complicated ideas, or you could not grasp them.
Right. And for me, that's anything mathematical.
Ah, yeah.
I cannot grasp any mathematical theory.
Yeah, I blame teachers.
I have more of a creative brain,
right.
so
right.
less numbers.
So the next phrase that Justine says is one we've mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just looking at the words, you might be a little confused.
Right.
Because she's just saying, I guess.
I guess. Mm. So this, again, is a fixed expression.
Mm.
And it means sure, but
yeah.
I don't really believe you.
I don't really believe you. I don't really agree.
I'm not so sure.
But I want to keep the conversation moving. Right?
Let's keep going.
Let's keep going. So,
I guess.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So next topic or next question.
Exactly. And so Justine actually asks Maddie how he learned. Did he ever take lessons?
Okay. He says he's actually self-taught.
Right. This is a great expression. Now, many of you may do this.
Mm.
You may use YouTube videos.
Yeah.
A lot of people do this. And
sure.
you learn by yourself.
I'm so jealous of people who have YouTube videos as kids.
Yes.
Because I also am self-taught at guitar.
Yeah.
But it was very slow.
Well, and you had the sheet music to look at.
I had some sheet music, some tab, as I mentioned before, but nobody actually showing me.
Yeah.
Put your finger here.
Right.
Move your hand like this.
So I'm a self-taught knitter.
Oh, okay.
So I knit,
okay.
or I used to knit, and I learned from a book like you.
Okay.
Again, before YouTube.
So that's cool because you could say, you know, I'm self-taught at knitting.
Yes.
Or I'm a self-taught knitter.
Right. Definitely. And now the great thing, the reason why Maddie was able to learn and teach himself was that he had a pretty solid or strong musical foundation.
Okay. I'm seeing a lot. I recently went home and I'm watching a lot of buildings being constructed.
Right.
And the first thing you have to build is the foundation.
Right. It's the base.
The base.
The bottom of something. If you don't have a good foundation, things fall off.
Things fall. Yeah. Or they fall down or they fall over. They just fall.
Right. And ladies, with your makeup, when you're applying makeup, the first thing after your moisturizer is your foundation.
Oh.
Then everything else goes on top.
Okay. All right. So it makes sense if we're talking about makeup, about music,
buildings.
We all need a good foundation.
Exactly.
Okay. It sounds like we have finally got to the most important question.
Would you teach me?
Would you teach me? Which, I, you know, I don't know if Maddie seems all that interested.
No, he says, tell you what.
Tell you what.
So again, fixed expression, fixed phrase here. And it's kind of, I'm going to negotiate with you. I'm going to make a deal.
Right. And I'm thinking, like, now that you said deal, like, I'm even thinking about, like, with buying something. You know, if Tara says, oh, this is going to be $100.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'll give you, you know, 80 in cash.
Yes, exactly. Or if you're, you know, going back and forth with the salesperson, you can say, like, when I was buying my car, I said, I want 4 free tires because my car was so expensive.
Right.
And they said, I'll tell you what. I'll give you 2.
I was going to say, he'll give you 3 tires.
And I still had to buy the other 2, but,
but still, that's a good
still, it's there.
Okay, so anytime that you're kind of negotiating, and it doesn't have to be about buying either. Like, maybe Tara wants to have pizza. I want to have Korean food.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, let's have pizza this time, and next time we'll have
Korean. Right. So it's often used when you're compromising coming to that agreement, meeting in the middle.
Meet in the middle.
Yeah. And he says that if she does something first, then he'll help her. So what does she need to do first?
She needs to join the group class.
Right. What is a group class?
Well, it's a class where there's a group.
Right. So if you're taking English courses, for example, an English class, if you go to a class with other people or the people there, that's a group class.
That's a group class.
But if you have a tutor, just you and that other person, that's not a group class.
One-on-one.
One-on-one.
Okay. One good thing about group classes is that you can really get, well, actually, a lot of times you can only get the basics. Because if there's so many people, you know, maybe one guy is really good.
Yeah.
And someone else is really not so good. So it is a good place to learn the basics.
Yes, definitely. And now the basics here are, this is the same as foundations.
Foundation, right.
So the base, the foundations, the basics.
Right. And we also say sometimes the ABCs, right? Like that is the foundation of the English language.
Right.
So it's the same thing. The ABCs of music, the ABCs of knitting.
Yes, of cooking.
Of cooking.
Just the basics.
Right.
And once she does that, he'll be more than happy to help her.
Oh, not just happy, more than happy.
More than happy. Again, fixed expression here. I'll be more than happy, or she's more than happy, or he's more than happy, or will be more than happy. It just means I'm cool. I'm okay with that. I'm more than willing.
Yes, willing, I think.
Yes.
Right? And we were discussing before the recording, you often hear the word help. But even if you don't hear the word help, the meaning is still kind of help.
Kind of help. Because, I mean, if you say, I'm more than willing to clean your room for you. Well, that means I'm going to do it and you're not.
Right.
But if you say, I'm more than willing to help you clean your room.
Right.
Means we're going to do it together.
Together.
Yeah. But it can be kind of both. It just means I'm going to help you in some way.
Right. I'm more than happy to help you. Actually, we're always more than happy to help you guys with any sort of questions
totally.
You have. I think what we should probably do first is go ahead and listen to that dialogue.
Excellent.
And then maybe we can talk about our own experience.
Perfect. Maddie, you play the guitar, right?
Yes, Justine. Why do you ask?
Well, I want to learn to play guitar, but I'm afraid I don't have a musical bone in my body.
Just remember, practice makes perfect. Have you studied any instruments before?
Not really. They give us ukuleles at school, but we just kind of mess around with them.
Do you know any music theory?
No. I mean, I can't even read music that well. But I can read numbered musical notation.
Well, grasping the theory can really improve your playing.
I guess. Did you ever take guitar lessons?
I'm self-taught at guitar, but I already had a pretty solid musical foundation from taking piano lessons.
Would you be able to teach me?
Tell you what, if you join a group class and learn some of the basics first, then I'll be more than happy to help you from there.
That's great. Thanks. So we just heard the dialogue one more time, and we learned a lot of useful music terms, but also just a lot of great expressions.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy to help.
Right.
Or practice makes perfect.
I guess.
In theory, that's what your parents tell you. So now you obviously play the guitar and you sing.
Yep.
Have you learned any other instruments?
I took piano lessons when I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, I took group classes. And now I can see, like, my cousin's children are starting to take group classes.
Yeah.
But, like, I was basically a baby.
Really?
Like, I don't really remember.
Wow.
Piano lessons, that was okay. But because I lived in the countryside, it was just really boring.
Yeah.
My teacher was really boring. And I wish that I could have had, you know, YouTube videos.
Right.
Or just a more interesting teacher.
Yeah, mine was the same. I had I took piano lessons from the age of 7 to 15.
Wow.
And I cannot play a tune. I can play chopsticks. And that is it.
Wow.
But then I took singing lessons because I found I could express myself more.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
Well, one thing I always really liked when I was a kid was music theory.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not normal for kids.
I wouldn't say I was the most normal kid. But, like, even now, years later, like, always playing at sort of a semi-professional level, there's a lot of musicians, guitar players, mostly guitar players, that don't really understand theory.
Right.
And it really helps. It really, really
helps. It does, just like anything. Mm. Having that strong or solid foundation makes it easier to apply in practice.
Absolutely.
So let us know in the comments, do you play any musical instruments?
Right.
Do you have a musical bone in your body, or are you completely tone deaf like me? Let us know what your experiences were, and we look forward to reading those.
Okay, guys, as always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Take care.